Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. Appreciate you sharing this with your friends, family, and associates. We're well over 600,000 listeners, so we're very thankful for that. Today, we have a wonderful show for you. It's really interesting. A lot of people don't know this about me, but about 15 years ago, I had about a colon cancer. Tumor stopped up the old colon, the whole shot. But when I got into the hospital and realized I was going to recover, I kind of realized that I was completely unprepared or had my family unprepared for this. And on top of that, every day we hear about tragedies, COVID deaths, someone's getting murdered, you find out a friend has a medical emergency or some unexpected other tragedy. Well, we have Tina Ginn. She's a financial expert, best-selling author, podcast host, to talk about those financial taboos, including preparedness strategies for medical emergencies, sudden death, and unexpected tragedies. I'm going to be talking about the state of retirement in America. Now, to keep moving on with our travel special, as you know, we had Wayne Dunlop. He and his wife, Pat, were the number one rated travel bloggers in the world for Travelocity. Then we had Chris Kless. He's the guru when it comes to reducing travel. And now we have Isabel Leone. Isabel, do you go by Belle or Isabel?
Yeah, you can call me Isabel, although some of my fonder friends, they like to call me just by Belle.
Okay, because I know your website is Belle Around the World. Now, my understanding, Isabel, is you've been traveling since 2015 around the world. Is that pretty much the size of it? So what countries have you been?
I've been to about 40-odd countries now, ranging from Europe. That's where I first started my travel experience, really, because I bought that one-way ticket to France to do my school exchange for a semester. Mm-hmm. And that was what really kick-started my whole journey. But before that, as a kid, my family, we used to go on trips around Asia, around Australia, about once or twice a year during the school holidays. So that really, everything adds up. Around Asia, I've been around Asia, I've been around Europe, most of Central America and Central Europe and West Europe. I was doing that as a student. I was traveling solo and on a student budget. Since then, I've been around the US and right now I'm in South America. This is my first country in South America and I did it before this. I've never been. So it's really exciting that I get to do this in South America this year because it was totally unexpected. Like the pandemic hit. And so really there were no plans for travel at all. So being able to be here and spending the next few months around South America traveling, it's really going to be very exciting.
My understanding is you're actually in Colombia right now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's really cool. Me personally, I used to travel a lot for business. So I've been to South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, most of Europe, Canada, Pacific Rim, a few other places, but nothing where I've had the opportunity to sit down there and just hang out and get to know it. I've done that a couple of times and it was a great experience. I've looked at your website and there's a lot of great tips there. We're looking at moving out of this post-pandemic world. I mean, people are getting an itchy trigger finger to go travel. They're trying to figure out what they want to do. When it comes to world travel, What's the best advice for somebody who's looking to get started to do that or going on that dream adventure?
Yeah, I would say first to look at the kinds of experiences that somebody is wanting to do, like whether it's going to cities like Busan or Japan, if the user wants to do, or maybe it's going to the mountains. So from there, you can narrow down the types of travel preferences you like and then figure out a budget that works for you, because different countries have different cost of living and different expenses. And so you can narrow down even more from there. A trick that I really like to use is to go on Google Flights. So they have this explore feature where basically you have your point of departure, which is wherever you're in now, then you just click explore. It actually gives you a wide array of different routes flying from your point of departure. And you can adjust the slider based on your budget. So if you want a flight to be under $500, then they will show you a different flight routes that go from your country that you're flying out from.
So what you're saying is if they go on Google Flights and click explore, they'll have the ability to look at all the different flights that are going somewhere. So they can actually just kind of print it out, put it up on the wall and throw a dart and say, I want to go there. And then they can say, hey, you know what? I'd like to do it for less than $500. And they will show some routes that you could take to stick within your budget.
Yeah, exactly that. So it's very easy to see how far you want to go and how long the flight is. Everything is on that map and it's really responsive. So it's very easy to just explore the destinations you can go to.
One of the recommendations that you talk about is everybody has a different language. What's the best way to navigate that?
I've lived in Japan, where in a very local mountainside town where nobody speaks a word of English. And then now in the past 6 months, I've been traveling through Costa Rica and Mexico, and now in Colombia, I've had really troubles with communicating with people because I don't speak their local language. And so, I mean, this is really just a hack. It's kind of cheating my way through learning a foreign language, but Google Translate really works wonders. You can just download the app, you can download the language that you want to translate to offline. And even if you're in destinations where there is no cell service, you can just use it offline. And there is this conversation button where you can just speak and it will translate. And then the other person will speak in their foreign language and it will translate back into, say, English or whatever language you're comfortable with.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love to cheat like that.
Yeah, it's really cheating. And they also have... They also have a camera function where you can just point your camera at the label of a product or something in the foreign language and it instantly translates in the camera view.
You know, it's really interesting because way back in the late 80s, I traveled to Spain to help set up a big business deal. I thought my Spanish was good enough. But it turns out it's like you go to Mexico and the Spanish is a little more of a slang compared to Spain because it's the king's Spanish. So I did a very poor job of trying to translate what somebody else was saying and it didn't do too really well. But when it came to food, I was thinking, you know what, I'll just go make something, in, you know, the little flat they have for me and all that stuff. And I didn't realize I got the wrong one. I just thought it was the right one. And it was the one that was really spicy. And it didn't work out for my stomach for a couple of days.
Oh, dear.
So having something like that is really, really nice.
Yeah, lost in translation.
I don't want to be lost like that in translation again.
Yeah, you might end up in another county without proper translation.
No, I think that's wonderful. So we're going to take a quick little break and we're going to come right back. But first, I just want to thank our sponsors. Scoremaster.com. Did you know the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score, but no idea on how to get them? The data scientists at Scoremaster have cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. How fast is Scoremaster? One member raised their credit score 33 points in just 5 days, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. Scoremaster is so easy, it just takes a minute. If you hurry, you can get Scoremaster for free. That's right, Scoremaster for free, and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. So go to scoremaster.com/savings. That's scoremaster.com/savings. Again, that's scoremaster.com/savings.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
I want to welcome you back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We have Isabel Young. She's in Colombia talking to us about wonderful travel tips. She talked to us about Google flights, Google translations, which could save your stomach just like it would have been for me. Too bad it's about 15 years too late, but that's the way it goes. Now, one of the questions I do have is this. There are some times where I had wonderful experiences where I got to know a couple local people. How do you go about getting local recommendations? Where's the best place to find those recommendations? So you find great restaurants, maybe hotel or entertainment, or even travel suggestions.
I would say the first point of contact whenever I go to a foreign destination would always be the accommodation. And so as much as I can, I try to stay in a local neighborhood. I'll try to stay with a local host. You could go by Airbnb to find a local host. One travel tip that I recently came across is that some of the destinations, at least in Latin America, they do a lot of renting of their properties on Facebook groups. It's been really eye-opening. It's changed the way I book accommodation after I knew about this. You can liaise directly with the host on Facebook group and really work out a price. And so usually this is much, much, much cheaper than going through third-party platforms like Airbnb, where they would mark up the price with their fees. To answer your question, yeah, this would be my first point of contact, speaking to local hosts, asking them about where their favorite restaurants are, where to find local food, the best mode of transportation. So with this host that I'm staying with now, by default, everybody thinks that Uber is the cheapest way to get around. But actually, if you haven't been to Latin America, which is pretty well known in Mexico and in Colombia, which is called Didi, usually getting a taxi to and fro is much cheaper on this app than on Uber, for instance. I'll try to join local Facebook groups as well. For example, in Colombia, in Medellin here, I am in a couple of digital nomad groups, and they're always recommending like best cafes to go to work or some of the best sushi restaurants around. I mean, I could go research it on different websites, but what better way to learn than from people that actually live and have experienced the culture here?
Well, I agree, because when we were in Rome, my wife did her best to speak the language because we had a crazy taxi driver. And my wife said, in Italian, "I'm going to throw up if you don't slow down." And he started laughing. Whoa. And he goes, "Where are you?" And then he asked where we're going. And we said, "Lunch." And he goes, "I take you to a place." Best lunch we've ever had in our life. It was less expensive than most of the places we ate there. It was one of those things where the owner actually met us and he was really nice. And he just says, "I'll take care of you." I've never seen my wife and daughter fight over dessert before at a restaurant, but it was great. So I love that. That's a great tip. Now, one of the big issues is, and I've traveled overseas and I've used a specific credit card, and I actually would prefer a debit card because the charges aren't really there. But what's the best way to handle the different currencies? Because you're in Colombia now. If you go to Mexico or some other place, you're going to be looking at different currency denominations, different exchange rates. So what's the best way to deal with that?
The card that I use everywhere I go is called Wise, W-I-S-E. Ever since I got the chance to use it, I have been stuck on it because I withdraw money through this Wise account. Let me tell you what it is. It's multi-currency account. Yeah, ever since I started using it, this card allows you to spend in over 200 countries in the local currency. And so it's been very easy. The best thing I like about it is that the fees are very low. It's one of the lowest when it comes to sending and receiving money. Oh, and great. Also they use the local current currency exchange rate. It doesn't mark up any of the exchange rate conversions. So if I was paying in Mexican pesos and I had USD or euro in my account, they would use the most cost-efficient exchange rate to charge. If the US dollar wasn't that great, they would use my euro to exchange to pay the equivalent of the Mexican pesos.
Oh, okay. So basically, they're going to look at currency fluctuation and say, hey, look, you know what, we're better off using the euro, the US dollar, or the British pound, or the Australian dollar to do the exchange for you because it's going to be better for you.
Yeah, exactly that. And also because I work online with multiple clients of different currencies, so it's been really very easy for me to transfer and pay money to even to my assistants from other countries in Indonesian rupiah, in euro, in US dollar, different currencies. So that's been a really good lifesaver.
So now you brought up the next subject that I want to talk about. I know you're an SEO coach, but you're traveling all over the world. Okay. So let's talk about internet connections. Is it usually the host house that you're staying at has a great internet connection and that's where you do all your work, or how do you operate that way?
This is like a hot topic among people who work remotely. And the other digital nomads that I've met who really have a fixed 9-to-5 job and have to go on constant calls with their company, they would have to have constant good connection. Whereas for me, because I manage my own time and my own business, and most of the time it's back-end work that I do, I don't have to constantly be on calls. So it's been pretty flexible the way I've built my business. And so usually I'm able to work out of my home, or if I fancy, I like to go to a cafe to work for a different environment. There was this particular case in the last 3 months. I was actually in a beach town in Puerto Escondido, Mexico. Everyone before I went there was cautioning me against going there because one, the mosquitoes there are relentless. And two, it's going to be the bane of all remote workers because the Wi-Fi there is not good. Yeah, I mean, I went anyway because it's the surfing capital of Mexico and I wanted a beach break. We went there, the first location, we had decent Wi-Fi, so that was fine. But then when we moved to our second apartment, usually when you test the Wi-Fi speed from a scale of 1 to 100, developed countries, you would probably have maybe at least 50 and above. The current one I have is in Medellin is 20. And the one I had in Puerto Escondido was out of 100, it was under 1. So you can imagine how difficult it was for me to work. I was constantly frustrated because things wouldn't load. One way that I countered that was to go to internet cafe like Selena is a popular one. It's a co-working space. So Selena is one way where I go get high-speed internet to get things done. But apart from that, I mean, it's been good that most of my workflows, my businesses have been automated. It's nice. I do have this downtime where I actually have time to read because my internet isn't working and Netflix isn't working. So it's it's a nice break for me from having to constantly be on my computer the moment I wake up to the moment I sleep.
We're almost done with our time, but I'm just thinking here, I say there's so many people that are probably driving along, you know, it's 11 o'clock in the morning or one or two or three or whatever it is, listen to our show going, you know what? Isabel's living the dream. She's traveling the world. She's working. She's making a living. And she's seeing things that we all want to see but haven't. And you've just told us, hey, this is how I do it. This is how I make my life work. And this is how I experience my joy, my fun. So I want to say kudos to you. And thanks for being a kind of a role model. And what I would like to know is, how can people get a hold of you if they want to be use you as an SEO coach? Where do they connect with you to get travel tips? Because I know you're a rabid blogger.
Also, the reason why I said to be an SEO coach is because with SEO, you're able to grow your traffic organically without paying for ads, without putting much effort. And so I wanted to empower more people, more online businesses to be able to do that. So if you want to get a hold of me, I am on bellaroundtheworld.com. You can find me on every single social media platform out there. I'm most active on Instagram. So if you really want to see my day-to-day life as a digital nomad or my adventures in Medellin and Colombia and beyond, I'm going to Bolivia next. Yeah, you can follow along my Instagram page. My website also has this free SEO course if you guys are interested to learn more about SEO and learn how to automate your business.
I want to thank you so much for being here. Go to bellaroundtheworld.com if you'd like to get a hold of Isabel. Keep up the travel. I'd love to have you back to just to hear about where you've been in the next couple of months. Is that okay?
Of course. Of course. I love connecting with people.
I'm going to let you go. Yeah. You have a wonderful time in Colombia. Stay safe and stay healthy, okay?
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hi, everybody. That was Isabel Leon. You want to get a hold of her? Just go to Bella Around the World. We're going to take a quick little break and we're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Wow, wasn't Isabel Leon wonderful? I mean, she's just living the dream. She's traveling all over the world. She's working. She's having a good time. It's just wonderful. Oh, by the way, I want to thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family members know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us, at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our Apple Play, our Spotify, so you never miss a show. And you can check out all of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, and all these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. Also, follow us on Facebook and join the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club at savingwithsteve.us. Get all our replays, exclusive access to our after-show videos, guest gifts to take your life to the next level. Today, we're going to be talking about the state of retirement in America. Many Americans spend their entire life working hard and dreaming the day when they finally can retire. But planning for retirement requires more than dreaming. It means being strategic, focused on saving money and other things. The average retirement in America is age 66. According to Gallup poll, back in the 1990s is actually 60. While Americans' life expectancy averages 78.7 years, and that's a good 12 years more to enjoy your life after work and hopefully at a slower pace, the big issue is we have almost 48 million Americans, according to the U.S. Census, over 65, with an average income of $38,500, an average net worth of $170,516. With numbers like that, saving for retirement can be challenging. How are you going to plan your money? But if you look at life expectancy, many people are living till their 80s and 90s. According to the Social Security Administration, a healthy 65-year-old has a very good chance of living to age 86. A 65-year-old male can live to age 84. So older adults should save retirement that can last 20 or 30 years, depending on when you retire. You know, fortunately, Americans seem to be taking the possibility of a longer life at heart. According to studies, 81% of Americans are shifting assets and preparing for a longer life than their ancestors did by reducing expenses, buying secured life insurance, maximizing their contributions to the retirement plan. One of the big issues that is happening nowadays is on the flip side of planning for a longer life, there's a trend of Americans who are dipping into the retirement funds early. A survey shows 44% of Americans aged 40 to 79 have taken money out of their plans. Taking money out of your retirement plan early usually comes with financial penalties. So most financial advisors or financial consultants advise against it. The reality is also, according to the Transamerica Center, 77 Americans working have saving for retirement through employer-sponsored plan. However, that means only 33% of workers without any real retirement savings, so they might be working for the rest of their life. The reality is, despite having 77% of Americans have retirement plans, many just don't have enough saved for actual funding their post-retirement life to the same level of work they are. In fact, according to the Government Accountability Office, the average person between the ages of 55 and 64 only have $107,000. That would translate into about $310,000, $320,000, $330,000 if you were invested in an inflation-protected annuity. The other thing is you might not be able to count on Social Security because according to the Social Security Administration, it's only guaranteed funding till 2035 when we're only looking at 14 years away. That means people who are already taking Social Security will have a reduction. People who are expected to take it might not even get paid. And the reason for this is Americans age 65 or older by 2035, it'll go from 56 million people to 78 million people. That means we still got the same pool of money, but more people are getting from it. The other thing that happens with retirement is some people can get forced early into retirement. And this usually happens with health issues, things like that. But 50% of retired people, they've retired quicker than they thought because of layoff, caregiving responsibility of older age parents, unexpected change in their financial situation or health. The reality is, in order to keep your living at your lifestyle while working, you need to have anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million saved in order to finance a retirement. It's a hefty chunk of change to save for. In addition to that, 70% of Americans over 65, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, will need some sort of assisted living. Currently, that assisted living costs about $4,051 a month and it'll double for long-term nursing homes. That doesn't include other costs. That's why many other adults are opting for some sort of long-term care. The reality is young people actually think they can retire early before they're 60, but that typically changes when they turn 30 and they realize, hey, life's been a little more expensive than I thought. So what does this all mean to you? Hey, if you're 5 to 10 years away from retirement, take the time to analyze your retirement. Understand how much you'll need to live, travel, have fun in your own retirement, add in inflation, taxes, projected medical expenses. Once you find that expense number, subtract how much you're going to receive from guaranteed incomes like pensions and Social Securities, and then you'll come up with a number that you need to withdraw from your investment. After that, you just want to start savings. You know the numbers, you know the goals, you want to start saving. Make sure you get it filled in there. I'll give you an example. One of my clients, husband's getting $82,000 from a pension between their Social Security, so now they're 31, so they have $113,000. Their expenses are going to be about $150,000, but they've saved $890,000 in their investment accounts. So they only need to take out 4.2% or $37,000 a year, inflation adjusted, tax adjusted, in order to have the life they want. But here's the thing. They realize that they're going to need to shore up another $40,000 over the next 5 years in order to make sure they have the retirement of their dreams. So you know what? I hope this makes sense. You want to make sure you're taking the right steps. If you don't know how, go find a financial consultant or a financial advisor who can help you put your situation in that place. This segment was brought to you by Scoremaster.com. Wonderful group. Did you know the average American has 97 points they can add to their credit score, but no idea on how to get them? The data scientists at Scoremaster cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. How fast is Scoremaster.com? One member raised their credit score 33 points in just 5 days. Another 43 points in 2 weeks. Scoremaster is so easy. It takes just about a minute to get started. And if you hurry, you can try Scoremaster for free. That's right. Try Scoremaster for free and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. So go to Scoremaster.com/savings. That's Scoremaster.com/savings. Again, that's Scoremaster.com/savings. Stick with it. We'll be right back. We got Tina Jen. What a wonderful segment this one's going to be.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I just want to tee this segment up just right. What a lot of people don't realize or even know about me is about 15 years ago, I had a bout of colon cancer. The reason why it was a sudden type thing is because I was in excellent shape. I was a guy who worked out all the time. My pulse was 36. I had body fat at 7. You know, I looked like the Adonis. Obviously, I don't look like that now, but hey, that's the way it goes. And I started having some issues with going to the bathroom. And it actually went on for about 2 weeks before we finally went to the hospital and I had to have an emergency surgery where they had to remove the tumor in the colon. And I had like 13 liters packed up behind there of fluid. And it was about a 6-hour procedure. When I finally woke up and my family had already left and everything, and the doctor told me, he said, if you had gotten here 4 hours later, I probably wouldn't be on the show, because he said either had a tumor that had grown into your organs and you would have been a stage 4 instead of a stage 2, or you would have went through renal failure because there was so much fluid backed up. So he goes, you're just really lucky. But the reality is, when I sat there and realized what was going on and I looked at what was happening with my family, I realized we were completely unprepared for what could have happened, what did happen. We were lucky to get through it, but it could have been a lot better. And right now, you look at the news every day, you talk to your friends, you hear about the COVID deaths, someone's getting murdered on TV, had the car accidents, sudden emergencies from friends and family members that you know. these things you need to get prepared for. But the reality is nobody really talks about them because they just don't want to deal with the fact that, hey, they might die or something bad might happen. That's why we have Tina Kinn here. She's a financial expert, best-selling author. I know she has a podcast. She talks about those financial taboo topics, including preparedness strategies for medical emergencies, sudden death, unexpected tragedies. Tina, thank you so much for being on our show. I mean, we have 650,000 people on the show. Many of them are close to retirement, in the middle of having families. Some are retired, and they're going to get so much out of this because just from my own experience, it was just like, I couldn't believe how unprepared we were. It was just scary. And when I was even going through chemo, I realized whether people have a lot of money, a little money, good looking, good shape, whatever, they just don't know what they don't know. And if they don't know what they don't know, they don't know how to have questions to make prudent, informed financial decisions. So thank you for being here. Appreciate you being on our show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you so very much.
I always love to ask what your backstory is. How did you get started with having these tough conversations with people? What was behind all that?
Well, you know, I created an app called Your Backup Plan, and it really, really started from just like your story. A friend of mine who had just turned 60 had gotten lung cancer, but she didn't know she had lung cancer like yourself. She had a cough. And her husband had called me and said, I'm just dropping Kathy off at the hospital. Can you pick her up after her tests are complete? I said, absolutely. I'll bring her home for you. To make a long story short, he called me and said, she won't be coming home. She has stage 4 lung cancer and she has to stay in the hospital. So I would go and visit her. And as you know, it's scary. It's so scary that when you have the elevator doors open in front of you, your vision is, oh, please, God, let her be better than yesterday. And of course, it's deteriorating very quickly each day. And I went in with a cup of tea, always brought her a real good cup of tea because, you know, the hospital stuff. And, you know, it's these little things in life that make a difference when you're stuck in there. And we went and sat out on the patio at one point in her 6 weeks that she had. She said, you know, Tina, I just want to hear the birds. I want to see the blue sky. And I want to feel the breeze on my face. And I said, oh my gosh, that took me back because nothing else matters at that point. You just want to be present. You want to be with the person. You want to be helping them recover, or you want to be helping them be there in the last moments. You want to be there. You don't want to be worried. Well, Kathy, where's your bank accounts? Where's your investments at? How do I get into your house? Has anyone fed your dog or cat yet? All of these problems we shouldn't have in those moments. We should be present and we should be in the moment to really be available to the person, because it's only love that's going to make the person either feel better or recover faster, or it's not going to be stress. It's not going to be worry, and it's not going to be fighting amongst the rest of the family either, because that's what you get when you're not prepared. And so that moment took me to create an app to say people need to be better prepared. And let's take an example of the condo collapse in Florida recently.
Yeah.
Were they prepared? No, we didn't know it was going to happen. Is it fate that certain people survived and certain people didn't? Certain people didn't go to the building at that moment? I don't know. But are we prepared? I don't think any of us are prepared. We're not prepared for a tragic earthquake. We're not prepared for a wildfire. So what would you take? What would you grab and go when you're given that 5-minute evacuation notice? And I'll tell you, everybody, if you're given a 5-minute evacuation notice, you should feel blessed that you're given that. Because in a lot of circumstances, we are not given 5 minutes. Before that car accident, hey, hold on a second. Don't hit me yet. I'm not ready. You know, it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen. The condo doesn't collapse and say, you have 10 minutes to get out. Nobody is prepared. Mm-hmm. We don't know where our documents are. We say, oh, well, there might be in that drawer, that closet, that filing cabinet. Is it still there? Is it in a safe? Is it at the bank? Who knows? But we all say, oh, don't worry, it's all together. And it's never is. So I put together an app to be better prepared for anything, whether it's a wildfire that takes your house, you'd be able to find your art collection on your app. You'd be able to find your jewelry collection on your app. You'd be able to find anything for insurance purposes, because the insurance company is going to ask you, what did you have? Do you have any receipts? Do you have any photos? Well, no, it's all burnt in the house. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was at. And even with the condo collapse now, all those families are having to find the objects that they are finding. Who do they belong to? How do you know what your mom or dad had? How do you know what your aunt had? How do you know what your sister had? I don't know if they're ever going to know who belongs to what.
I actually agree with that. And I've seen that before. I used to be with the AAA, the Automobile Club out in California. And the reality is the insurance company is there to replace things. But if they have no idea what it is, how can they replace it? If you have an art collection that's worth some money and it hasn't been appraised or documented, how do they know what it is and how can they actually put a value on it? It's really very, very hard. The fires up in the wine country area a few years back, one of our clients basically had a whole video of the house, knew everything, had it all documented. The replacement cost was close to $1 million. And because they had all the documents there, they were one of the first ones to get a check. They didn't have to worry about stuff. They had, here it is. And it was simple, it was easy. I totally get that. And on the other end, when you talk about when you get in a car accident, how can people help you if they don't know how to help you? And one of the best things I ever heard from a lawyer, I love the app situation there, is because of this. He would say, you need to put your power of attorney in your glove box because they're going to go look through it. And when they find it, they're going to give a call to the person who can make decisions for you. In fact, one of my clients who actually had a stroke in her car at 2:00 in the morning, basically they rambled through there and they got a hold of her fiduciary. And he actually came down to the hospital and managed her care until she was ready to go back home. But they wouldn't have any idea how to do that if they couldn't find the document.
Right.
And that's why I love the app, because somebody can just say, hey, go to the app.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's so much unclaimed money. It's growing every day because mm-hmm. we don't know, is there other investments out there that Aunt Sally had? Is there more bank accounts out there that we're unaware of? What about her will, power of attorney, all those documents? It's mm-hmm. all fine and dandy to have them, but if you don't know where they are, what's the purpose of having funeral arrangements done if you don't know where they were done or what was done? And so it's awesome to have it all in one place so that your guest user, whoever you choose to be your guest, mm-hmm. can have access to that information and helps guide you through like an assistant me to complete this section now.
Hey, Tina, hold it right there. We have to take a break, and we're going to be right back with more Tina Jen. This is wonderful.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Steve Sexton. We're talking about the ins and outs of money. I want to thank you all for joining us today, sharing us with your friends, family, and associates. We have over 600,000 listeners. We're very thankful for that. But right now we're talking to Tina Jen. Again, you know, if you're just joining us, unexpected tragedies happen all the time. You hear about people passing away. You hear about people having a large heart that they never knew for decades. They go out for a run and they're passing away. And all of a sudden this husband or this wife is leaving their spouse and three kids. And it's a mess, because they don't have things like trust, wills, taxes, and stuff like that. It's just so interesting. And Tina's here. She's got this backup plan app, and I'm going to have her walk through it one more time. And I want to ask her to just talk about what things people should have on a backup app or a place that somebody can go to, the information that's required so they can get help. If you're in your mid-50s, you obviously got a parent. Or maybe you don't. But if you do, my parents are 85. There's going to come a time when health, mental things start to dissipate. It's just life. And the reality is, one day you're going to realize they don't know where they are. And how are you going to be able to help them financially? How are you going to help them with help if they need a long-term care policy? All that kind of good stuff. So, Tina, I would love for you to speak about that and help our audience understand the type of things that they're going to need in the backup app, or just have somebody being able to get a hold of, as opposed to putting the safe deposit box key on the shelf and say, hey, it's over there, but not tell them where the bank is.
That's exactly it. Or make funeral arrangements and not tell them where the funeral is. You know, it's crazy because we all think, oh, I did my funeral arrangements and it's all hunky-dory, but hey, where is it? I have so many clients that sat by the edge of the bed of their mom and said, called me and said, Tina, what do I ask? How do I get this information from them? But the problem is, when they're lying in bed like that and they're passing, it's too late. Because when someone gets to be that sick, they are fighting death. So they feel definitely they're not going to die. So why are you asking me this question? Why do you want to know? I'm not dying. They haven't come to an idea that the other person may need to know this information. I find it's too late. You need to do it when you're of good sound mind. You need to have that family conversation with others, whether it's your brother, sister, family, friend, best girlfriend, best guy friend, whatever it is, sit in the man cave, it doesn't matter, but have that family conversation. And you can use my worksheet to go down the list and make those tick marks, fill in the blanks. And that way you've asked all those pertinent questions. What do you want? Do you want to be cremated? There's a lot of people out there, families that argue and fight over little objects like a cup and saucer. They fight over, well, mom didn't want this, mom wanted that. There's so many questions. And so on our podcast, we talk taboo. And these are all taboo subjects that no one wants to talk about. But we try to make it fun. And we put them in sections. So all you have to do is go down each section, fill in your will, power of attorney, your living will, representation agreement, whatever it might be called in your country or state. You go down the list and you create photos of your rooms for insurance purposes. You go down the list and you put in your medical information. If you're sitting at the doctor's office, you pull out your phone and you say, I'm going to the doctor for this cough. And here, click, here's a picture of my prescription. So you're logging it all for yourself, as well as whoever's going to be looking after you at some point, whether it's a spouse or a family member, they'll have that information. No, mom tried that prescription. It didn't work. Or she tried it 3 years ago. I can see it in the list. So you're better. I want to give you the empowerment to know what you have, to understand what you have. What does your life insurance policy look like? How do you understand it? How do you know when the premium's going up? How do you know when it's ending? How do you know? Do I want it to end? Maybe I want it to continue. What about disability? What do I have at work? There's so many questions, and they're all encompassed in the app.
I think that's great. And I'm going to bet that you have the ability for people to put in the name of their advisors, such as financial advisor, their attorney, their CPA. You know, that way, if somebody is still alive, they could know where they have to go to, bring the power attorney to them so they can start helping with those decisions. When I was going through chemo, one couple that I talked to, I call it the second track, where he had a high stage cancer. But he'd been going to oncologist and oncologist, and the oncologist I went to, Dr. Wallach, was probably his third or fourth one. But he made all the financial decisions for he and his wife, and all she did was write the checks. And he said, hey, I'm going to tell you about all this stuff once I get past this first procedure. And the reality is, the first procedure followed along with medication and therapies, and his mind was just too cloudy to do any of that. So it was a luck shot that I was actually there to help her understand that stuff, but most people aren't that lucky. And the other thing is, you know, you have kids that are looking to take care of they love their parents, they go see them from time to time, and they don't realize how things are, I want to say, depreciating or deteriorating. And all of a sudden, one day they're like, oh my God. And I've been with people where I've actually told them, you need to go through all that files that you gave them a hard time for not throwing away or shredding. And they had somebody actually found a $500,000 policy. Well, actually, there's three different people where I know they have found tons of money that mom and dad just forgot about. In fact, they were getting extra support from the state because they thought they had a low income and low assets. But it turns out they had a lot of assets, just that mom and dad forgot about them. They had to get some money back, but the reality, they had a lot of assets. I mean, there was like $5 or $6 million. Like, wow, I totally understand what's going on, but it's just crazy how people don't quite understand. There's things that they just need to do. And my feeling is this: if you own something and love somebody, you plan. The backup plan app and what you're talking about, Gina, is exactly what people need to be doing in this day and age.
That's for sure. And, you know, Steve, if we go back to Little House on the Prairie time, what did they do? They took brown paper and they wrapped up their documents and tied them tight, and they shoved them in the attic or in the rafters in the basement and said everybody knew that's where the documents were. What do we do now? We don't even know where our shit is. We don't know where it is. If somebody said, you have 5 minutes to get out, grab your documents, who has that ready? But if you're with your backup plan, you have it already. It's already done for you. You only have to update it every year. You know, and there's a fun section of it too with a treasure box where you can start putting things into that for leaving that legacy to those that you love behind as well. You know, it might be a shirt that has your perfume on it. It might be artwork that you've done or music or a video that you've done and you'd like to do one every year or whatever that means, favorite recipes that grandma made, you're going to pass that on. You know, all of those things that the poor people in the condo collapse lost. They lost their life. They lost all the background to everything that their grandparents and their grandparents have. Mm-hmm. So it makes you make all those tick marks for all of those boxes.
On the backup plan, you know, I looked at it, but I didn't get really deep into it. Can people save pictures there?
Yes. So you don't actually have to put in account numbers and, you know, actual account numbers, but we need to know what branch you were at, what bank you're at. And once you go there, you'll find out what the accounts are. So you can stay secure. You can just click on the picture on your phone, take a picture of the policy. You can take a picture of your will and then put a note where it is so that you can update that and you'll get notified all the time about, is it up to date? Do you want to get it up to date? You'll be notified. So it's like your assistant having it all prepared for you.
That's wonderful. Tina, I want to thank you for being on the show today. The information you've imparted is wonderful and everybody needs to know about it because a lot of people just don't want to think about it. In fact, the phone call I'm going to make right after this is somebody just like that. So do they just go to your backupplan.com to get the...
.ca.
And if they want to work with you as a consultant to coach, how do they get a hold of you at the same place or...
We have a Facebook group page that they can join as a VIP so that even if you don't personally talk to me, you can talk to others. You know, there's lots of people that are going to be asking or adding in, oh, I just discovered this, or I have a question about Aunt Sally. And so there's a real communication community page as well. As well as on your backup plan, you can message me. You can email me as well. We will have the Emerging Blueprint, which is a membership program designed just for people to have all the worksheets, have a library of videos that they can go and listen to for 10 or 20 minutes and really get better informed and be empowered to understand what is it they need to understand. Because when you don't know, you don't know.
Yep, I totally understand that. You can't make good decisions. Tina, I want to thank you for being with us today. I hope that you're safe and healthy, and I'd like to have you back sometime in the future to talk about this again, because this is a message that needs to continue to go out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty, have a great day.
Bye, Steve.
Bye. Hey, you know what? I want to thank Scoremaster.com. Did you know that the average American has 97 points to add to their credit score, but no idea how to get them? The data scientists at Scoremaster have cracked the code on how. Adding 97 points to your credit score is like found money. It means fast loan approvals, huge discounts, low interest rates on everything from buying or refinancing a home to leasing a new car to applying for a credit card. How fast is Scoremaster? One member raised a credit score 33 points in just 5 days. Hey, another 43 points in a couple of weeks. Try Scoremaster. It's so easy. It takes about a minute. And if you hurry, you get to try Scoremaster for free. That's right. Try Scoremaster.com for free and see how many plus points you can add to your credit score. So go to Scoremaster.com/savings. That's Scoremaster.com/savings. Again, that's Scoremaster.com/savings. I want to thank Isabel Leon to talk to us all about the great travel tips. She's somebody to be looked at and admired for being able to travel the world, which is her dream, and still run her own business. Take to heart that, you know, the status of retirement in America and what you can do. And I want to thank Tina Jin for just talking to us about the backup plan in case something unexpected happens. We'll look forward to seeing you right here on Saving with Steve. Next week, be safe, be healthy.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.